See how you could pay off your home loan faster at athena.com.au.
One of the most talked about appliances that people are talking about in lockdown is Kmart's $89 air fryer. Now, this air fryer, I'm seeing it on socials. Our good mate Hamish Blake is got his air fryer and he's doing all his stuff on his Insta stories. There's the air fryer guy who's gone viral on TikTok. And look, can we just hear him? Because he is air frying everything. This is him air frying.
And then I've got a few questions about what is an air fryer after we use.
Here he goes.
First, you'll need a Subway sandwich. Dip it in flour and an egg. Then cover it in crumbs. Ooh, yum, yum, yum. I think we know what's gonna happen next. Air fried Subway. Air fried Subway sandwich.
It sounds like a wiggle.
It looks delicious. Like, he's doing some amazing stuff, Fev. He's been getting like a big cob loaf, putting in pasta, like the day before's pasta, covered in mozzarella, and then putting in the air fryer. Like, this is, it's amazing. But you ask a really good question.
An air fryer is a toaster. Is it like a toaster sandwich maker, a jaffle?
What is an air fryer? Good question. No, it is, it's like a pot thing that you put something in and then, like, you know, you usually you might deep fry your chips, so you put the chips in the oil. Now you just put the bits of potato in this like fry pan with a lid and you turn it on, and then when you come back they're all like fried, but they were air fried with no oil.
Wow,
isn't that interesting? You look confused.
I don't understand. How does it air fry it?
Well, I imagine the only thing I can
is it like heat? Like if you go out in the sun and
that's
it.
I think the heat is obviously. I mean, I don't know if it's air fried or air baked. Like, that's what I'm confused about. And 13 10 60. If anyone understands how an air fryer works, and you've got an air fryer and you're loving it, and you really want to tell us how good it is, because I think I am going to get one. Without an understanding how this works.
Boxy, you can't have a chip that hasn't got oil on it and that crunch.
No, but I agree. Here's what I honestly believe. I think oil and butter make things taste better, and that's
100%.
There you go. Like, you know when people make donuts and they go, oh, these are baked in the oven donuts. Yeah, unless they're dunked in the oil, no good. Yeah. Thank you.
What's your point? Them.
Yeah. I agree. But and the funny thing about the air fryer, I wouldn't get it necessarily to do chips and things like that, because I'll
like
just
schnitzels
continue.
Or something?
No, I'll keep doing that because I think they do taste better when they're cooked in the oil. What about this guy, the air fryer guy? He put Ferrero Rocher chocolates, wrapped them in dough, and then fried them. Like, see, I would do frying that wouldn't eliminate the fat.
Like Mars
in sugar,
bars and
it
stuff.
Would just make things better.
Because you know when you have, like, Chinese and you have, like, the fried banana and the fried Mars bars and stuff, like that sort of fried ice cream.
I agree. See, and Fev, you and I are the same. We don't want to lose the taste. I don't want to be, like, because I think if this is just one of those things where it tastes like a schnitzel or a fried chip, but a bit just not as good, why bother?
Okay.
But
how's the cleaning go? Does it get dirty? Because I might think about getting this, but if you have to clean it, like, you know, when you get a blender and you've got to clean it, it's
the same
awful.
Way you clean your fry pan. You've got to clean a fry pan.
But that's easy.
Have to clean the air fryer. Yeah. It's like a fry pan with a lid, if that makes sense.
You know, you've already got calls coming through, guys. Plenty of people are passionate about the air fryer. We'll take them after the break. This bloke also did ravioli. Do you want to hear his ravioli song? He's air fried ravioli.
This little snack is better than chips. It's nicer than popcorn. It's cuter than crisps. This little snack is all that you'll need. It's absolutely crispy ravioli. Ooh, tastes like grandma used to make.
Jeez.
Oh, I'm glad you put that bit on the end.
We'll come back to your calls.
Can you do roast and stuff in it? Well, like, is it like
let's find out, Fev. You and I are flying blind here. Yeah. I reckon everyone tell us how good these are.
You're asking someone that hasn't seen an air fryer a whole series of questions about air fryers.
Well, she knows everything about everything. I just thought she'd just know.
Come back and ask one of the experts using an air fryer.
You're listening to highlights of Fifi, Bev and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up Podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
We're talking air fryers. They're a craze, particularly while everyone's in lockdown. It's an $89 product. It's not a big investment, but people are loving them. And Fev and I, we don't know much about this. We know, Fev, that we love fried food.
Yeah, so, and we both cook. This could be handy.
Yes, exactly. But we want to know if it's as good, because if it's just like oven-baked chips or fried chips, let's be honest, like we know what tastes better.
Oh,
Corey's in Melton. Hi, Corey.
Hello, how's it going?
Good. Corey, can you tell us, you've got an air fryer, can you explain how it works?
You pretty much just, you put your food in, you put the degrees, put the time, and off it goes.
So are they not? So air frying is actually is it the equivalent of baking or roasting at a high temperature?
Yeah, pretty much. But like air fryers, they're off their lid. I cooked the roast in an hour and a half. So,
all right, I got a quick few questions for you, Corse. So you put a roast in the oven, you cook it for as long as you want or whatever, how long it takes. You got your roast veggies, you got your potato, all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Does it taste better coming out of an air fryer that cooks it?
Yeah, 100%.
How?
It's moistier inside. Like, there's no dryness in it, nothing.
But, you raise a good point there, because, Corey, I'm confused. I sort of feel like, is this just a mini oven? Is it just like an oven?
I don't know how it works, to be honest.
That's okay.
We started, Corey, with respect, we started to work that out sort of midway through the conversation.
Corey, he just loves it.
Yeah, but he's,
tell
but he's
us,
using
tell
it.
Us about the thing. You use it all the time. Just run through the things you're using it for.
I've cooked steaks in it. You can make these little caramello pastries in it.
Caramello pastries. How do you do it?
Pastry, put it in. Put it in for 15 minutes. And boom, it's done.
Boom.
What was it? Did it have a caramello koala in it?
Yes.
Wow.
So put pastry around a caramello koala.
Yep.
Done. You got me.
Sold.
Can I just do that in my oven?
Corey, can Thief just do that with her oven?
You have to get an air fryer.
Get an air fryer.
Okay,
thank you, Corey. I mean, we could go all morning with these calls.
If we see Corey on the Kmart ad, amazing.
Amanda in Greensboro. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good, Amanda. You're obsessed with your air fryer?
Yes. I bought my daughter one to start with. She loved it. I bought one. Loved it, loved it, loved it. I've actually upgraded to the square Aldi one now. But can I tell you, you can actually cook anything in there. I do chocolate chip cookies. In the round one, if you do chop up all your veggies, put some oil, some rosemary, some sea salt.
So you do use oil?
Yep, I do because I like the flavour. I usually use the garlic oil.
So it's just a mini oven.
Can I ask a question though? Yeah, what's the like? I can do everything. I can do chocolate chip cookies or roast in my oven. That's what I'm just. Yeah. What's the difference?
Time, it's the time.
How quick?
It's a lot quicker. It's sort of like a conventional oven as such. You know, the beauty is for me because I'm old. I don't have to get down into the oven anymore because it's on my benchtop.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, right, okay. So it's like, because Corey said he did his roast in an hour and a half, but I do my roast in an hour and a half in the oven as well.
Me too.
Yeah, okay, you still won't be sold on this. Thief's really not open-minded to the air fryer.
I agree with Foxy. Mate, I do my roast in an hour in my oven.
I know, okay. I just want the point of difference.
Yeah,
that's what I want.
Understood. By the way, the way it works is on our Insta story. If people are going, what are they talking about? It is actually on our Insta story, and you can see how...
Well, you can see it, but still, Brian, we haven't got to the bottom of exactly how it works. Like, is it just...
It's just
like,
an
what's
oven.
We'll try
one
more call.
You call your kids like a toy oven and they can play with it all the time? I feel like this is just a toy oven
small
for kids.
Oven.
I don't know if it's a toy.
take a camping with you. That's what
Julie in Cranbourne. Hey, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
Julie, good. Jules. Now, you loving the air fryer?
Yes, and I actually work for a retailer that sells them. So we are currently sold out and have been for about 4 months.
Wow. Well, okay, Julie, can you tell us how it's different to an oven?
Okay, it has an element in the top and it has a fan. So it's super high temperatures and the fan that forces that temperature really fast around the food. So the trick of it is that it cooks it really fast and therefore seals in all the moisture of everything.
I've got a fan-forced oven in my oven, though.
Oh, here we go again.
So the difference is you have to preheat your oven to get it to a certain temperature. And then, so for example, I can cook a, if I'm at home on my own, for example, and I don't want to cook a roast because it's only myself, I can put a rack of lamb and have it done in there in 15 minutes.
Oh, geez. Come on, guys.
That's fast.
So,
hey, Jules.
If it cooks you in a normal oven for an hour, then you can probably at least halve it.
I think the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this, Jules, Boxy, is if the good guys send you and I an air fryer.
Oh, come on. Come on,
we'll try it.
If we had an air fryer, we would send you one, Ted. We literally, with everyone in lockdown, there's nothing to give. But, you know, you want to know what? It is so popular now, but people don't like to put things on their bench tops. So now there's actually a supplier out there who has put it in their normal oven.
There we
go. So then you can have a whole tray, instead of doing things in batches, a whole tray of items that you can actually air fry.
Yeah, because once you've got, Julie raises a good point, once you've got your blender, your juicer, your toast, you know, your
everything's on it,
toasted sandwich maker, you've got too much on the bench. I don't need another thing on the bench.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'll take that much chips in the oven.
Thing, because people who have it, they normally buy the small one because it's a little bit iffy whether they're going to use it. And then when you do get one, I was the same. I didn't get one for months. I'm like, what is this thing on these air fryers? This is ridiculous.
So an air fryer, Jules, is pretty much like a solarium. You just jump in and get cooked quicker.
Yeah, pretty much.
There we go. So we've sold it based on it's a solarium for food.
Pretty much.
Okay. Wow.
That's... Soon there'll just be a gun and you just shoot something like you know, like in the Jetsons and you go, oh, there's a steak. Bang.
101.9 The Fox.
Always checking in with different mates of the show during this period, especially in Melbourne. Obviously, we are all locked down. Got another one on the line right now, Fief.
Oh, yes, we do. Our wonderful friend Grant Denyer. GD, how are you?
Hey, Fief. It's good, Dale. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. And congratulations.
Congratulations, mate.
Oh, thank you, team. I appreciate that. The Denyer house is buzzing. The kids are just pumped and... It's funny, you announce you're pregnant at this particular time and everyone goes, ooh, we know what you were doing in lockdown.
Yeah. Another... No, they say that 10 seconds, now it's going to cost you millions because you've got another kid.
Another Denyer baby on the way. But Grant, I've got to say, and I read your post last night and my heart goes out to Shezzy because she's very, very sick and I also had hyperemesis gravidarum and I was in bed.
You had it as well. How horrific is it?
That Grant, means we all had it.
Feb and Byron can tell you, I was in bed for 8 months and it never went away. And because they say, and it does get worse, when I had Trixie at about week 23, I sort of got my life back when I could get out of bed. But with Daisy, I was sick. Like, and Shezzy would agree that it's like she's being poisoned. It's actually like you are being poisoned and you're ill 24/7. It doesn't go away. It's all day and night.
No.
The poor thing, how is she?
Oh, yeah, she's doing it as tough as you would imagine. She's a one-person vomiting machine right now.
Oh,
so
wow.
Between,
wow.
You know, of course I'm there naturally holding the hair back and rubbing her back, but she's going into hospital every 3 days for fluid and anti-nausea tablets. And you're right, it escalates with every child you have. It magnifies. So This will probably, and let's say, definitely be our laugh.
Has she got to the point, Grant, where you're getting blamed? This is your fault?
Yeah, you did this to me.
You did this.
Yes.
Now, mate, I've got to ask you.
You'd run out of shows on Netflix, and then this was your idea.
Now, mate, we just asked how your beautiful wife is. Now, I'm going to ask you how you are, mate, because I've been following you the last couple of weeks, and you've been roaming around your farm in Bathurst, and you've been telling the many peeps that follow you and Australia-wide, you're on the project the other night, that there's a black panther floating around your paddocks. Now, are you okay? Are you okay?
Yes, Fev. Let me just pull you up there because I can certainly taste the hint of negativity in your voice. And how dare you question my panther hunting credentials?
Well, I saw the hole. Well, that's a rabbit hole. It's not a panther hole.
Well, I'll let me correct you there. It turns out it's a wombat hole.
Right. Thanks for clearing that up.
Yes. I know when you say that I've seen a panda, people go, look, lockdown clearly hasn't been good for Denyer, he's gone mental. But Mate, I know what I saw. I got binoculars here in my kitchen where I'm standing right now, and I looked down the paddock with those binoculars, and I saw this slithery black figure jump over the fence, and there were sheep in the paddock, so I had something like to scale it against, and there was an animal as big as a full-grown ewe, which is 5 to 10 times bigger than a normal domestic cat, mate. I saw it. It's a black panther. Believe. Get on board.
I'll tell you right. I'll take panther, please. Well, that isn't on the. That's not on the survey, mate. Unlucky. That's a cat. You are out.
Nice segue to what comes up this Sunday. What a great. And I remember when we were spruiking for contestants, Grant. This has arrived. Family Feud this Sunday night, 7:30. Frontline healthcare edition. So just quickly explain how that's going to work.
100K.
2020's been horrendous. We just wanted to say thank you to those that have manned the front lines while the rest of us are in lockdown. So we're talking, you know, COVID ward nurses, people who clean hospitals, people who stack supermarket shelves, firefighters that have lost their own homes in the bushfires. We just wanted to get them on, say thank you, and give them $100,000.
Oh, it's such a great thing to do, Grant. What great family viewing this Sunday night, 7:30 on 10.
This is our favourite show. My kids...
You love it?
We loved Family Feud when it was on, and we're so pumped it's back. Can't wait.
Good on you, mate. We'll be watching.
Good on you, guys.
Sunday night.
Cancer is real.
Just putting that...
No, it's not.
Definitely putting that on record.
It is.
Good on you.
It's not.
I better stop them. We'll crash the vocals.
I'm hanging up.
Bye-bye. Family Feud, Sunday night, 7:30 on 10. Fifi,
Bev and Byron. You're listening to edited highlights of Fifi, Bev and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch Up podcast exclusive to the Fox app.
This is Fifi, Bev and Byron. You will know our next guest. Here's just a couple of the bangers he's given us over the years. And he's got the new single that we're going to play. As soon as we're done having a chat with him, he's got the new single, Take You Dancing, which is available now, Fifi. I mean, that montage could have gone for an hour.
Oh, I could listen to Jason Derulo songs all day. And what I love about this new song, Jason, Take You Dancing, you've said that hopefully this sheds a little bit of light in these trying times. And here in Melbourne, I don't know whether you know this, we're in lockdown. We won't be able to leave our houses for another 5.5 weeks. It's tough. How did you go in ISO when you were not able to leave the home?
What? I'm still locked down.
Oh, you're still locked down?
Oh, no.
I've been locked down since the new year.
Yeah. Is that just your choice or is that by law?
No, I'm on house arrest. No, I'm just playing.
Me too.
In America, we're still on lockdown as well. So yeah, I feel your pain.
What do you do at home when you're locked down? Do you get like, you know, claustrophobic? Do you want to get out? Or are you a homebody? Are you quite happy hanging at home?
Woo! So it's been an amazing time for me because usually I'm on the road, you know, and I only would spend 60 days max. I think we counted last year, it was about 60 days at home, and the rest of the days I was out. So to be at home in my own space for this many consecutive days is pretty amazing. I don't think I've done that since I was a freshman in college.
Wow. Looks like you haven't been working out that much with that singlet on, obviously, in lockdown. Look at those pipes.
It's the gun show.
Wow. Now, mate, I've got four daughters, the oldest being 20, and I've got a baby, but all my kids from my 10-year-old, 13 to 20-year-old all ask me, because I said we've got Jason Derulo. I'm like, how do you know Jason Derulo? Because he's the number one TikToker. I said, mate, I know him because he's sung at R&B Fridays. I've been with him before. I've stood next to him. But you're taking TikTok by storm. How good's TikTok been for you?
Oh, man, it's been a lot of fun. Just creating, you know, I've always been somebody who likes creating something from nothing, you know. So TikTok was perfect because I can offer like these short little blips of stuff and then on to the next one. It's kind of like it feeds the part of me that can't focus on one idea for a long time and it feeds the creativity, you know what I'm saying? So it's really fun, man. I've had the time of my life.
And you had Will Smith in one of your videos. That was must have been fun hanging out. And with no teeth, what was the story there with Will's teeth?
Yeah, he was trying to show me how to golf. But, yeah, he got a little too close when my swing was going back. And you see how the golf clubs work. You can't really connect them to the teeth or they all coming out.
That's a safety message.
Yeah, he had a little trouble. So I had to pay a $40,000 dental reconstruction bill.
Wow.
Oh, wow. See, Fifi runs our show pretty much, and I try to step on her toes, and she hit me with a golf club, and I got my tooth knocked out as well.
Same what?
Yeah.
Same thing happened, yeah. Exactly the same thing.
And that's why she's on house arrest.
Golf is more dangerous than people say.
Yeah.
You're releasing this great new music, which we need right now because we need artists creating things to inspire us and to make us happy, which is why it's so great that you're releasing music now. What about for your creative processes when you're in this situation, like lockdown and maybe everything's a bit different in the world these days?
Yeah, I think it offers a very focused energy for me. I think being in this kind of state, you know, you could either really shut down or really crank things up. And I just have the personality to just always just crank up. Like for me, it's like always like, what's the next thing? Like, how do we get to the next level? Like, you know, how do we continue to grow? How do we continue to learn? How do we continue to evolve? That's kind of always been my mentality. So, I think this time has just offered me a very focused energy.
Just in terms of the differences between people, and I guess that's what makes the world go round, you've really focused. You've got a beautiful compound there. Fifi behind her hasn't made those beds in 6 months.
I just feel bad,
so
Jason.
If you look at her now, we're on Zoom. Look, different people, you know.
I didn't know you'd be seen into the bedroom, Jason. That's really embarrassing. There's my 7-year-old daughter, by the way, just running around.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, that's Trixie, Jason. Say hi to Trixie. Yeah. There she is.
Hi, Trixie.
Wave, Trixie, wave.
There she is.
And I've got my 20-year-old daughter sitting in there watching. Look.
There's Mia. Say hi, Mia.
Oh, it's a party now.
She's like, oh my God, that's a guy from TikTok.
It's like one of those house party things. Now, remember mate, them? They were good for about 5 minutes, yeah.
Speaking about lockdown, you said you've been in since the new year. You were lucky enough to find yourself a girlfriend to go into ISO with. How's that going?
Oh, really good, man. I think, you know, in these times you can either, you know, find somebody that you really enjoy or find somebody that you really hate. Because you're spending so much time with them.
Sure.
I think, you know, this is a blessing in disguise because you can really find out who somebody is really quickly.
Real quickly.
We're glad it's the first one.
Fifi, Bev and Byron. See how you could pay off your home loan faster at athena.com.au. 101.